Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, we're already smack dab in the holiday season, and I think we can't really go anywhere, a supermarket, a parking lot, without being affronted by so many holiday plants. And so the question arises, I would like to buy one, but then once I buy one, what do I do with it? And I think probably the most prevalent plants out there right now are poinsettias.
Right, exactly. Definitely a holiday favorite. Breeders have really gone into getting all sorts of different colors. You'll see blush and cream color and even some speckled poinsettias out there. But research has shown that people gravitate to the traditional solid red bracts. I think people are really traditionalists when it comes to holidays and Christmas. I guess it's maybe a sense of nostalgia that kind of reminds you of growing up. But yes, the poinsettias or the Nochebuenas in Spanish are by far the most popular holiday plant that are out there. And as we speak, the garden centers have received racks and racks of these poinsettias direct from the greenhouse growers. And you go out there and they all kind of look the same. And you pick out one that you like, and it's all covered up in this great, wonderful sleeve. You want to make sure that you take that sleeve off. That clear plastic sleeve is actually just put on there for the grower, just for shipping purposes. But definitely when you get it, you know, get it home and you put it into that area that you want to, you want to make sure that you keep it out of direct drafts.
What about sunlight? Do you want to have it direct sunlight? Do you want to have it maybe just a few hours of the day? What are we looking at?
Bright light inside your house near a sunny area is the best location for the poinsettias. And more importantly for those guys, it's always the temperature. So there are a tropical plant, and they are not very forgiving when it comes to any kind of cooler temperatures. And also plants that are flowering are very non-forgiving, if you will. So, you know, the plant may recover, but you just may end up just getting a lot of leaf drop on there if you do tend to, you know, keep it too cold or not wet enough or anything. But you want to make sure that your plant is evenly moist. A lot of times if you pour that water directly into the container and it just automatically drips out, it probably means that that potting soil has gotten really super dry. So in that case, you want to make sure that you've put it into the sink and kind of let it sit there for a while, no more than an hour, but you want to make sure that you get water to kind of fill out all that space into the container itself. And then you want to make sure that it kind of drip dries. You don't leave it sitting into standing water for a prolonged period of time.
And you brought up a little earlier, you sort of breezed by, but we do need to talk about it. Bracts, the poinsettia, the color that you see on the poinsettia, there, it's not the flower.
Right, exactly. You have to look really close for the actual poinsettia flower. They're right in the center where those little, it seem like berries are, but they're actually, those are the little tiny flowers itself. The colorful portions that we call flowers are actually modified leaves, and those have been colored up in there. So yes, so we call them poinsettias and we think of them as flowers, but what's really the flower is right smack in the center. Everything directly surrounding that flower is the bract.
So just out of curiosity, do you know why this tropical plant became so associated with the holidays, with the Christmas holidays in particular?
You know what? I'm sure there's a long line of history to be able to bring those into there. But definitely these poinsettias, they need to have actually long nights and then they'll bloom. So when they're grown under modified conditions, you want to make sure that you exclude this light even at nighttime. So, yeah, I don't have the history lesson for you today
we can
on
Google that,
that
I'm
but
sure.
Yeah. But definitely want to make sure that you take care of those. And they'll definitely be repeat bloomers if you're just patient with them throughout the year. They won't do much after the middle of January, but they will rebloom if you have to.
And I think that also if for whatever reason your poinsettia dies after the holiday season, I think you shouldn't feel too terribly bad about it because there's always going to be more the next year, right?
Right, exactly.
The Norfolk pine is another really pretty plant that we see often during the holidays. And I think we see it more in the nurseries this time of year than maybe you do at other times because it typically is an indoor plant. And it's a really almost, I kind of almost imagine it being sort of a prehistoric type of plant because it looks like those kind of pictures that you see of the plants and the ferns that used to grow you know, millennia ago. And I think that may be the heritage behind the Norfolk pine.
Right, exactly. And that's, it has a really delicate branching structure, mm-hmm. if you will. And it doesn't tolerate any cold at all. So you definitely going to have that plant with proper care going to be last a long time. So consider that more of a house plant mm-hmm. option, if you will, and not so much just a specific holiday plant. But yeah, definitely those Norfolk palm are really popular, and they're sold in all different sizes of containers. But the most common is probably like a 2-gallon container, which puts you at about 3 feet tall as a starter plant.
And again, I think as you should with all plants that you're buying, always make sure there's no, that you don't see it root bound in the pot, and that perhaps that it's, that the plant's in good condition. I mean, you can kind of tell if a poinsettia isn't doing so well, but how can you tell if maybe a Norfolk pine might have been underwatered or uncared for before it got onto the store shelf?
Yeah, these guys are characteristic for, they won't have a lot of needle drop on there, but they will brown up. So the branches will stay brown, and you know that that's gone through a lot of different stresses that are out there. So definitely, if you're looking for any type of holiday plant, you want to make sure that you get them very soon once they get to the garden centers, very fresh, and be able to take those back to home and then know the proper caring conditions for that.
And not just Norfolk pines or poinsettias, but there are some really pretty bulbs out there that are being sold for the holidays. And I think it's mostly because of their bright red color, but I'm thinking of the amaryllis. And these are really beautiful.
They are really beautiful. And there's actually two major types of ways that you're going to get an amaryllis. You're going to get the actual plant that's already forced, and you start seeing that flower stalk come out. And eventually it's going to bloom. Or sometimes you'll get the amaryllis kit that comes in a box. It's got the pot, it's got the soil, and then it's got the bulb on there. And then you start that from start to finish. If you go the way of the kit, it's going to take you about 4 to 6 weeks to start seeing that leaf kind of come up and develop into that flower stalk. And they're interesting about that is that they actually bloom first before they put out any leaves.
Oh, wow.
So that's really a definitely way to be able to maximize some holiday bright red color into your decor inside. And this amaryllis, whatever stage that they're growing in, they like to have the high light. So definitely, because again, they're another tropical loving plant. They can't tolerate the cold, but they will need some high light requirements inside your house.
And these, I don't know if people might be familiar with amaryllis, but if you're not, they are really neat looking because it's almost like you have two flowers at 180 degree angles apart from each other. And they're like mirror images of each other. And they're really, really interesting.
Exactly. And it's really have to look to see at what type of amaryllis it is, because some of them are just that single stalk and some of them are double. And there's even get a few that are even the triple. Yeah, definitely it's really big impact on that. So that's another great choice for gardeners, for a gardener gift if you want to.
So can you treat this like any other bulb? You know, can you put it out in your garden once the flowers and the leaves have died and wait for it to come up again the following year?
Yes, most definitely. You can definitely put that out into your garden, and then it'll start. If there's just enough cold to trigger in another blooming cycle, then it will. But yeah, definitely it's a long-term. You can try your guess at a long-term investment for a plant.
You don't have to chill those, do you?
No, just being outside in the regular garden area will be fine.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, there's another plant I'm not familiar with, but apparently is being offered as a holiday plant. It's a cyclamen.
Yeah, it's a cyclamen. It's kind of an unusual plant. If I show you a picture of it, I know that you've seen it before. It's been at, you know, secretaries' office spaces all the time. And really what's characteristic about them is they have little round leaves. And they're kind of rough to the touch, if you will, but they have little gray markings on them. And then the flower stalk on them kind of comes out. It kind of looks like a sweet pea, but not really. they come in all different kinds of pastel colors, from white, pink, and purple. These guys really like cold temperatures as well, and they also do like high humidity. So if you have an area that's gets a lot of high humidity and cooler temperatures as well, then maybe like a nice little bathroom area where your skylight kind of comes through would be a great choice for that as well. But those are out in the garden centers as well, so I can, you know, take a look at them.
And they're indoor plants for the most part. You don't want to put that one outside?
Yeah, you can kind of keep it into a covered patio, you know, come spring and summertime. But yeah, they like the cool temperatures the best.
And a good house plant all year round? Or how does it change at all? No flowers, no, maybe in the warm weather?
It does really well all throughout the entire year. And then even if it's not in bloom, those little gray silvery leaves kind of add like a little decorative touch, if you will, even if it's not flowering.
Well, we're also seeing a lot of wreaths. You know, maybe people have made their own wreaths out of their own materials, or maybe they're seeing holiday wreaths being offered in the stores made out of these natural living materials. But the question arises, how can you keep those alive until the Christmas holiday is passed?
Right, exactly. Because right now in the stores, they look beautiful. They're green and they have their ornaments and everything's been kind of tacked onto them, whether it's pine cones or some kind of other decorative ornaments on there. But really, you have to think about the plant. So if you have a branch, it has absolutely no access to water. So at the end where that branch was cut to make that wreath, it's kind of sealed up. And there's no way to get water in there. People say, oh, you can spritz it, but you're going to ruin your decorations and you can't put Christmas lights on it either. So really the best bet to have a holiday wreath is to have it outside. So coming into your indoor area, because it's going to be exposed to those cooler temperatures and hopefully not get dried out. But if you want a holiday wreath to come inside, then you're going to see that lifespan really, really shorten up. So a holiday wreath that's outside, you get 3, almost 4 weeks.
Well, that's supposed, not bad.
Yeah. You know, ideally, right? But you bring that wreath inside and you're talking about a week max. Then it's going to stay green because, you know, as soon as your heater kicks on, there goes your temperature.
And it's going to dry up.
It's going to dry up. So you're going to have the needles falling and you're just not going to have it's going to become a safety issue, right? Just like even a Christmas tree. So you definitely want to make sure that if you have it out there, some people even recommend to just take out your holiday wreath if you want to keep it inside. Just bring it out for your special occasion or for your event. And then when you're done, you want to put it away. And how do you put it away? Well, a nice cold garage. Like most of us have access to. And definitely covering up that wreath into a large like plastic bag also is going to prevent any kind of drying out as well. So you stick it into a trash bag and then only pull it out when you need it. Then that's going to prolong your shelf life of your holiday wreath. And after that, there's nothing much you can do after the holidays have passed. The best place for that holiday wreath is going to be in the compost bin or out to the mulcher.
Well, Denise has been to some of these stores and nurseries to take a few pictures of some of these plants we've been talking about. So we'll have those pictures for you on the KTEP Facebook page and also on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. So I don't know if Denise, you have a picture of a cyclamen, but if you can send one my way. And if you have any questions about maybe holiday plant care, or if you have any questions just about the Christmas cactus, which you didn't get a chance to talk about today, go ahead and email the Master Gardeners. You can link to their email through our website at ktep.org. Just visit the Good to Grow page. Thanks so much for listening today. We also want to thank Katie McCormick, our engineer for today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.